Last participation of this blog, we'll listen to Dr. Dario Núñez Zúñiga. He is a researcher at the Institute, at the Science Nuclear Science Institute, and professor of science faculty of National University of Mexico. His research lines are cosmology, gravitational waves, and relativity. The title of his talk is Areas of Opportunity in Front of the Isolationist Positions. Yes, can you hear me? Yes? Okay. Okay, in first place, I'd like to thank a lot the invitation, the opportunity to participate in this project and to be here again in Zapatista territory. Thanks a lot for that. And well, basically what I want to do is to point at many of the ideas that have been around. I can say that I don't agree with many of the opinions that have been expressed here. My opinion is a lot more, I would say, optimistic, perhaps. But, well, you'll see now. Okay, let's point. For me, the idea of science is a set of knowledge that are systematized and that, above all, should be possible. Okay, I will stand up so that you can also see the screen. It should be verifiable knowledge. That is fundamental. That's what science is, this set of knowledge. I always imagine science as a building in which we basically, well, I will basically talk about physics, which is my topic, but this is a building in which knowledge, there is some fundamental knowledge, and we construct over them the rest of the knowledge. That's how we advance science. There is knowledge, there is a base, and you develop above that. There is no isolated knowledge that comes out of nowhere and that are just floating and something just occurred to me that is not science. Science is this full set of knowledge which exist and which are demonstrated. That is fundamental. In that sense, this knowledge, this general knowledge, cannot be contained in walls. There is no way to contain this. In order to stop science in Mexico, you would have to do a genocide, like in Cambodia or something like that, in order to finish with the people that are doing science. In that way, there is no way of containing science, knowledge as such. One of the clearest examples that we can see about this idea of science as global knowledge is basically Maxwell's equations. Everything we know about electromagnetic waves, X-rays, or telephone waves like in your cell phones and in television, all you want to know about the electromagnetic spectrum is here. This is no secret. There's no way to contain this with a wall. These are four equations, very beautiful. Well, I think they're beautiful. I don't know if I don't know if you think the same, but well, okay. The first one is Gauss' law, which relates the change in an electric field with the current density. This tells us how when you move a charge, you generate an electric current. There's a magnetic field, and the electric field changes. This one tells us that the magnetic field cannot be split. Magnets, if you have a magnet and you cut it in two, you don't have an isolated north and an isolated south. It both has to become a magnet. This is what this equation is telling us. And the last one is telling us how this magnetic field changes if the electric field changes. Okay, well, these are the equations. These are Maxwell's equations. This is science. This is hard science here and in China. And, well, this is basically what I tell you. This science cannot be contained in walls. There's no way to isolate this, to contain this, to say, I will limit this. And also, you cannot choose which part of science you like or you don't like. I cannot say, okay, well, I don't want Gauss's law. You cannot do that. Science is this knowledge, continuous, complete, that should be developed and studied. And, well, basically, in it altogether, science as such, this physics, well, it has a model. It has models that we construct in order to describe nature. We have described it in terms of four fundamental interactions, and it allows us to predict with a lot of precision and quite well things that happen both in on Earth and in the solar system and in the whole universe. Here you see some examples of Tesla's coil with electric fields, or the big scale structure of universe that has been shown before. This is the difference between theory and what you observe. There is almost no difference between theory and what we observe. The latest one is the latest detection of gravitational waves, which were detected. Maybe you heard about this a year and a half ago. And what we see here is how the signal arrived, which basically corroborates or proves, it insists that general relativity theory is a correct description of nature. Okay, well, another important, very important thing in science is this cannot be contained. This is in all books. This is all over the place. Is that it predicts with incredible precision some of the experiments that have been achieved in science. Some of them have 14 decimal numbers. If you think about this, how would you do to make an experiment in which you can have this precision? For example, this tree will grow with this such size, or the rain will fill this cup. With what precision can you say, this is the kind of experiment that we can try and compare theoretical predictions with what happens in nature? And here I give you a case of a measurement in which the precision is fantastic, 14 decimal places. That's incredible. And well, this is the physics that we teach and use in all of the world's universities. It's a common language which we use everywhere. It's mathematics. And in particular, all professors, students, and researchers at universities in Mexico, well, we work hard to dominate these concepts, to be able to transmit them and to be able to use them. In this way, in this sense, that's where I disagree with the position that the wall can affect science. Science as such is solid, is sound, it's all right. Okay, tell you about this. This is important in the Mexican Society of Physics, which is an organization of physicists at national level. We also work very enthusiastically to share science with national communities. And, well, we elaborate texts of scientific communication, six of them that we have already translated to 28 languages, and we're still working. Here I show you one of the texts, which is in Tzotzil. Well, I don't speak Tzotzil, but I think it says, it talks about the Big Bang. So those of you who speak Tzotzil, do you recognize this? These are texts that it has been very interesting how we managed to this knowledge exchange, this exchange of concepts, how we show the way in which we describe the universe, in which physics describes the universe at the university, and how can we transmit this to communities? This is an interesting effort that we've been developing. And well, back to the topic of the science on the wall, we see that science is universal and cannot be contained. What can clearly be contained is the advances that using science, small advances that we see, or experiments that try to prove universal science, that kind of experiment, that kind of development, there can be very costly, very expensive, both in man time and in money, materials, etc. And these are experiments that can eventually be developed into weapons or these things that have been mentioned, and there is a capacity to restrain that, but only applied knowledge, not science as such, but the application, perhaps. There, I think we have to be more specific. Some of the applications of science are subject to be bounded, like restricted, not shared. So those have an owner, those are controlled, and these dispositions, which are isolationists, let's say, from my point of view, that's not a surprise. The U.S. has never been the great friend of Mexico or giving us great technological transfers. This just president that they have now, he's just more of an asshole, and he says that he doesn't like us, and yeah, we know that. I don't see why such a fuss. Oh, the Americans don't like us. Well, they we know that they don't like us, these Americans. What were we expecting? They've never been in that sense supportive, or yeah, there's no, this posture has gone. The mask is gone, and simply there's an open position, an open posture that I don't want to share my knowledge with you. They never really wanted to share them so much. So in this respect, I think it's also important to point this out. This idea of the wall. Well, they can make their wall if they want to. On the other hand, I want to tell a bit of the history of physics in Mexico. It's relatively recent. It's research groups that have been working for 60, 65 years. There's this book, which is in the website of the Mexican Physicist Society. This is a free access book in which we have stories of when we started working in physics back in 1930, 1940. And well, basically, let me go over here. The works that have been developed in physics in Mexico in this from the 1930s here, okay, almost 80-85 years, it's teaching and research in basic science. That's what fundamentally we have devoted ourselves all this time to, work within the universities. And well, in many universities in all of the country, in fact, we have the degree of physics in 24 universities in the country, well, in 24 states. Well, there are research groups that have reached an excellent level of development. There I also don't agree with the part about politics in science. I think it's a different point to discuss, but the topic in, with respect to academic level of research groups in Mexico, we have a high level, and it's at the same level as any university, and any researcher in these universities can go and talk to any university in the world and do a good job. We are not lost or in scientific work. However, apart from these positions of isolations that we're talking about, there is this process that in Mexico, universities are being saturated. There, it's no longer possible to be as happy as we had been these past 80 years, educating physicists that stay with us, that stay at the university. Universities have enough personnel now. We cannot hire more people. In general, in other countries, 8 out of 10 PhDs leave. They go abroad. Only 2 of them stay in academia. In Mexico, the normal idea that we teach with, that we work with, is study, doing physics, get a PhD, work hard, and then come and get a position at the university. That's what's no longer possible. Universities are getting saturated. There's no more room. There's no more positions. And we see that we should learn to use these physics that we learn with a lot of work at universities and use this elsewhere in other places of society. We have to go out of the classrooms. Therefore, I think that's why I was saying that there are some areas of opportunity. Isolationism is exacerbating a posture that was already there of blocking, putting more difficulties to knowledge transfer. But on the other hand, physicists themselves, and probably scientists in general, we see the need of working out of universities. So there we see like an interesting area. People who have an excellent formation that can occupy the positions that are being set free by the isolationist postures. If these postures are making more and more difficult to obtain products out of this, well, why don't we look at the people that has knowledge and capability of doing things? Why don't we do that? That's part of what we see as an opportunity. It's an interesting opportunity. An immediate answer to this posture from the U.S. Is to look towards other countries. I hope that this is useful to, if we have 90% of commercial exchange with the U.S., well, let's look at other countries. Let's make science, let's collaborate with other places. And in fact, this is happening in a natural way. These positions, nasty positions that are blocking people from having a visa to go to the U.S., well, what that is doing is that conferences are no longer being held in the U.S. Many of the international conferences are now being held elsewhere because they don't want us in the U.S., so it's not possible, so we look for another way. I think that's important. So, I repeat, we should take advantage of this situation so the young physicists, new scientists can, and they should, look for new places in different sectors of society outside of academia. So following this need that we've mentioned here before several times, which I share, We have been organizing to try and find new places for physicists out of academia. And therefore, as conclusions, I think that it's important to point out that these isolationist actions are not affecting science. It's affecting applications, development, and technological transfer. We should not be distracted. We should focus and put attention in defining how these postures affect, what's new in them, why is it scary that suddenly the U.S. Don't like us? We knew that they didn't. Once this is determined, we can understand how we're going to face this. We see that this is a curious wall. It's not that we're left alone. We'd be better off if we were left alone, I think. It's a wall that they don't want anything to go there, but they want to keep us dependent, technologically dependent from them. So this idea of a wall is a one way. So we hope that they just stop sending weapons here. That would be good. Science in Mexico, physics should go out of the classrooms, and we should take all the advantages that are being generated, and also with these postures, like, for example, supporting the new projects, like the one here with the compañeros zapatistas. New PhDs can try and come here, and that would be interesting if you see this as an opportunity for development. I think it's important here to mention that, well, this, what Rami Van Damme and Bruce Ferguson told, I think these are fantastic postures that they don't say the wall. They're doing very nice things with their bees and with agroecology, in which they're taking action and they're giving answers and not so much pointing out or accusing Trump from making a wall. Okay, let him make his wall. We can work. Okay, so let's take advantage of these new circumstances to create joint workshops. That would be very interesting, in which we can adapt and share knowledge, your knowledge and academic knowledge, and thus define actions in benefit of everybody. And I think we'll be strengthened by this. My proposal is then to talk, to share knowledge, specifically with the Caracoles and with specific meetings defining work programs for the short and long term. In my opinion, we humanity, all of us, we're in a very interesting moment. Or we're going to be exterminated in a very short time, or we're going to find a nice world. A world in which we can all generate energy, be well fed, having a good medical assistance. I think this possibility is arising, and science can help towards this. And we have to decide which way we want to take. I hope that it's the way of life. And again, thanks a lot for the invitation.